Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, you can believe me when I tell you we're going to play some of the best records in the collection, have some superlatives, play some tinny-sounding records, and some hateful songs. So now that we've piqued your curiosity about what we're going to play, in grammar, superlative means of, relating to, or being the extreme degree of comparison of an adjective or adverb, as in best or brightest. So here's a set of superlatives, beginning with the Denza Dance Band. Thank you.
cause honey, you're the surest cure for the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't care if all the others bore me. I forget them all the moment you're before me. As long as you can smile like this and kiss the way you always kiss, I know that you're the surest cure for the blue. The moment that you say hello, a million little worries go, cause honey, you're the surest cure for the blues. No trouble ever troubles me when I'm in your company, because honey, you're the surest cure for the blues. I don't care about the others, all the others for me. I forget them all the moment you're before me. As long as you smile like this and kiss the way you always did, I know that you will always be the surest cure for the blues.
Three ambassadors, Martin Spurzel, Al Teeter, and Jack Smith, the same Jack Smith who in the 50s was the host of the TV series You Asked For It, and You're the Surest Cure for the Blues. That was Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra from 1931. You're the Surest Cure for the Blues was written by Dana Suisse and Sammy Lerner, and was preceded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and the Meanest Kind of Blues, from a Columbia 78 wax November 14, 1924. The Meanest Kind of Blues was composed by Louis Katzman, but the trumpeter and violinist was more well known as a bandleader throughout the 20s and early 30s. Katzman's band recorded more than 80 sides, many under pseudonyms such as the Badgers, the Frisco Syncopators, the Melody Dance Players, Boston Dance Orchestra, Virginia Dance Orchestra, and the Sunny South Dance Orchestra. Before Fletcher Henderson, it was George Olsen and his music, and he's the hottest man in town, featured in the Ziegfeld production of Kid Boots, and written by Owen Murphy and Jay Gorney. That Victor recording is from May 16, 1924. We started the show with the California Ramblers, identified on the label of that British Columbia 78 as the Denza Dance Band, and I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, from March 18, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. At the beginning of the show, I said I was going to be playing some of the best songs in the collection, and here they are, starting with the Goofus Five.
But of all those things, I like you best of all. The most of fun and laughter, that's what I always say. Why count the cost of what comes after? Don't meet your troubles halfway. I'll do my best to make you happy, your friend, your counselor, and guide. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied.
Happens for the best. Believe me, time.
away blue skies. Come back to stay and how everything happens for the best.
I don't know if that's one of the best records in the collection, but it does have best in the title, so in that sense it is. That was Harold Leonard and his Windsor Hotel Orchestra with Bill Moody providing the vocal on Everything Happens for the Best from 1930. Harold Leonard was an American bandleader who recorded 28 sides between 1922 and 1927 on Jeanette, OK, Brunswick, and Columbia. He played at Montreal's Windsor Hotel in 1924 and 1930 when he recorded Everything Happens for the Best and 19 other titles for the Victor Talking Machine Company of Canada. Everything Happens for the Best was written by Harold Leonard and Walter Fett. The Windsor Hotel building is still standing, but it's been converted to office space. Before that, we heard Jack Payne in August of 1932 directing the band and providing the vocal on I'll Do My Best to Make You Happy, written by Ray Noble. We began that set of best records with the Goofus Five and I Like Pie, I Like Cake, But I Like You Best of All. The vocalist on that March 16, 1925 recording on the OK label was Ernest Hare, one half of the Happiness Boys. Last week I played Please Believe Me by Jack Harris and his orchestra. Well, here's a set of some other songs about being believed, beginning with Ross Deluxe Syncopators. Thank you.
must believe me, there's no one but you. How can you doubt me the way that you do? You must believe me, you're still in my heart. I know how I love you. You must believe me, and I must confess, I've learned the meaning of real loneliness. I can't be happy unless you are near. You must believe me, dear.
Thank you.
Dan Donovan with Harry Bidgood's orchestra recording in London around April 11, 1932, and Believe Me. Before that, it was Don Bester in his orchestra with Johnny Russell providing the vocal on You Must Believe Me, recorded February 26, 1933. You Must Believe Me was composed by Joe Burke with the lyric by Charlie Tobias. We started off with Ross Deluxe Syncopators and Believe Me Dear. That August 22, 1927 recording was made by a Victor Field unit in a makeshift studio in a warehouse on East Broughton Street in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week I played Tin Pan Parade by Willard Robison's Levee Loungers. Well, here's a set of some other tinny songs.
In a hole in the sky. Laugh at the folks crying the blues. We'll have the rainbows coming in twos. Kick in a hole in the sky. Sing Hosanna when you're upset and cussing at things. Sing Hosanna and don't forget God's chillin', got wings. Oh, laugh at your woes, laugh at your cares. We're gonna climb those heavenly stairs. Kick in a hole in the sky.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, March 9, 1938, and Tippy Tin, composed by Maria Grever. That was an instrumental version, but there are lots of vocal recordings with the lyric by Maria Grever and Raymond Levine. Before that, it was the original Indiana Five and Tin Roof Blues from around November 6, 1923. Tin Roof Blues was preceded by Jan Garber and his orchestra and Tin Ear, recorded February 18, 1928. Tin Ear was written by pianist Phil Wall and trumpeter Bob Efros, who played on hundreds of Ben Selvin records, and whose maniacal laugh you may have heard on Mama Inez. We began the set with Kickin' a Hole in the Sky, with the vocal by Arthur Fields. That's from a Jeanette 78, waxed January 27, 1930. So what does Kickin' a Hole in the Sky have to do with tin? Well, the band was Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies under one of their many pseudonyms, the Tin Pan Paraders. Others included the Hometowners, the Pennsylvania Melody Syncopators, Arthur Fields and his Assassinators, and Arthur Fields and his Noodlers. Now, hate is not a nice word or a nice emotion, but there are lots of nice songs having to do with hate, like these.
Kisses and your caresses too. I hate myself for falling in love with you. To think you'd be unfaithful when I was so true blue. I hate myself for falling in love with you. I never thought that you would leave me, that you'd deceive me, you played a game. I should have known the night I kissed you, I couldn't resist you, was I to blame? I guess I'm only human, what else was there to do? I hate myself for falling in love with you. Jump off a boat and drown.
mercy blue. Go jump overboard and drown. But when it gets on me, I'd grab the chair and go sit down. I've been to the river, looked it up and down. I've been to the river, looked it up and down. But my mind never led me to jump off a boat and drown. Oh, take it away now. Yes, I know. Play, Mr. Charlie, while I'm looking at you. Every time I go look across that old muddy pond, every time I go look across that old muddy pond, I think about my baby and come heaving on back home. Everybody try to show me how to ease my troubling mind. Everybody try to show me how to ease my troubling mind. When the big boat come along, just jump on in behind.
Thank you. about myself. Got a way about myself with the one I love. I got a way of telling things. I can tell that I'm aces by the tender embraces of the one I love. I wonder if she's just easy to please. I wonder if I'm that good. But nevertheless, I have to confess that she keeps on telling the neighborhood that I got a way of doing things. Hate to talk about myself. Got a way about myself with the one I love.
We begin this final set with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, and I Hate Myself for Falling in Love with You. The vocalist on that January 15, 1931 recording was Frank Luther. I Hate Myself was written by David Oppenheim, who was born in Dubuque, Iowa on September 16, 1889. Other of his compositions include When a Lady Meets a Gentleman Down South, Freddie the Freshman, The Night Love Was Born, and Thank You, Mr. Moon. Next was Memphis Minnie and I Hate to See the Sun Go Down. Memphis Minnie was born Lizzie Douglas in Algiers, Louisiana on June 3, 1897, and was unique among female blues singers in that she also played guitar. Memphis Minnie was preceded by Oliver Naylor's Seven Aces and Ain't That Hateful from February 5, 1924. Ain't That Hateful was written by Bill Krieger, Edward Gerbrecht, and Jules Badouk. We finished up with Fats Waller in his rhythm and Hate to Talk About Myself from May 8, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.